Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. And in this program, we try to answer your questions, queries, and issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Professor Salman Naqavi, who is a faculty member at Al Mustafa University, Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's an honor.
Professor Naqavi, we have one more audience question today about our adult sons. I have an adult son boy, and he is obsessed with the music. How do I deal with this boy?
Of course, the conventional answer would be to say that no, music is haram and we should make him abstain from listening to music, and we should try to reflect his attention and make it go towards other things. Of course, that is correct, but we can't call we can't say music is haram in essentially every type of music.
All music is not haram.
Music, a melodious tune is music. Recitation of the Holy Quran in a melodical way.
It's another type of music.
The
chirping of birds, the sound of water.
Exactly.
That we have been recommended to listen.
When we recite poems or poetry and remember Imam Hussein and we remember the tragedy of Karbala, we recite Noha and we recite Marzia and the different forms of poetry which is there for the remembrance of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, that is also in the form of music. Music is not in its essence inherently forbidden, no. Some sorts, sorts of music which lead to a certain state of mind and feelings and thoughts, arouse instincts which are human, animal instincts, or even natural animal sexual feelings are aroused by such music. That is not allowed. Music which is exclusively for places or where people they play around and they make joy and they think make merry and it is in a very negative manner. Such music is forbidden. So actually, we cannot completely cut off the society from music.
Okay.
We need to channelize it in the proper direction. Yes, it does strike a lot of chords in our human, the feelings and the emotions which we have. Certain chords in us are stricken by the music we heard. Even there is music which gives us some sort of
soothing.
Has a soothing effect. So we cannot completely cut off
deny
things. But we need to make sure that our child is not getting engaged in music which is going to become harmful for him, or it is going to make him feel aroused and then cause him to find himself in a difficult situation. So we need him to desist from that. And of course, again, this comes back to giving him alternatives in which he can enjoy himself, leisure time, positive leisure time, constructive leisure time, engagement with parents, engagement with siblings. And there should be a time kept for positive discussions.
All right.
And expression of feelings and love and compassion for each other. And reaching out to each other, to help each other, to talk about each other's problems. There should be some sort of alternative. So you cannot ask a child to desist from something which is soothing him,
mm-hmm.
and you're not providing an alternative.
All right.
So that is very important.
All right. We'll discuss more on the topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Nakafi. We were talking about an adolescent boy who was obsessed to music and the mother was concerned. Professor Nakafi said that you cannot completely make a child ignore something that is giving him soothing effect. Rather, you could actually guide yourself on what is halal music and what is haram music and change his direction, change his take his talent towards the halal music. And also provide him other alternatives that give him soothing effect and give more leisure time to your child. Thank you, Professor, for this answer. And now we have another question, which says that excessive saying no to things develops least self-confidence. How do I deal with this in case of my children? The age is not mentioned, but it again seems, because self-confidence is something that the teens start developing. And the mother is concerned that since she excessively ignores a child not to do a particular thing, now this has kind of led to a lack of self-confidence. And how does she deal with this?
So again, it comes back to the early ages of childhood, especially in that stage where it has been emphasized in the narrations also, in the hadiths which we have, that the child has to be given freedom at least till the age of 7, where he can express his feelings, where he can scream out, he can play, he is engaged in physical activities, and he feels quite confident of himself, that he can carry out things in a bold way. He is not afraid to do, of course. Again, that has to be controlled, not to allow him to do things which are dangerous.
Yeah.
But activities, sports, and things which are beneficial, which are not negative. So the more he has develops this sense of confidence from the early ages of his life, and where his feelings and his emotions which he expresses verbally or in the form of playing and actions and behavior, he is not suppressed. He's not told off. He's not scolded for doing something. For example, we think it's outrageous, but it's not. A child starts screaming, no problem, let him scream.
It's okay.
But if we start scolding him and preventing
him. Or every small thing.
And especially not because it's a wrong thing, but more because it's annoying us.
Yeah.
We may say, we may stop him from something which is going to harm him.
Okay.
No, if he is engaged in something which is dangerous,
okay,
we need to stop him. We need to control him. Initially, we need to, for example, in a place where he's playing or she's playing, we should not allow things to remain which may be, for example, dangerous for him or her. Things which have pointed edges, for example. Or we don't put him in a place where there's the electricity, the
Access to electricity.
Access to electricity or whatever. that he pokes his finger into it, for example. No, we should manage that environment, that place where he wants to be free. So we need to control that, but allow him to express himself. But if we start scolding him or her because his or her screaming is annoying me,
it's wrong.
That causes him to feel a sort of
lower self-confidence.
He feels or she feels there's a clash.
All right. Professor, we'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab Faz, Professor Naqavi. Professor Naqavi, you said that how we are behaving with a child when we are actually schooling him continuously and the child has developed least self-confidence. The mother was concerned and she did not mention the age. However, the important thing she mentioned is that she admitted she's scolding her child. And you said if a mother is just scolding, just not to get annoyed and not letting her child express himself, it's wrong. It's not right.
It will have a negative impact on the child. The child will feel that my mother or my elder cares about himself or herself more than me.
More.
He or she does not feel for me. He or she is feeling for herself or himself. So he feels that they're becoming self-centered.
Okay.
So
it has adverse effects.
It has an adverse effect, and the child also becomes self-centered. Then he stops feeling for others. He starts. He feels that serves them right. I'll scream more and make them more annoyed. So that becomes a challenging thing. So we need to desist from that. So the more he has or she has been given freedom at that tender age, the more self-confidence he or she develops. And as a result, at a later age, he or she does not feel, does not feel the fear of the dark, maybe, or does not feel feel scared by going alone outside, or does not feel, for example, talking to a stranger. He or she does not feel a fear of talking to someone who or she or he
does not know.
So, I mean, you find children.
So all these consequences are because of this thing.
This thing. So the confidence has to be developed from early tender ages, and later on, if there's a problem, then you need to find a counselor and to take his or her help to remove this problem, because this will persist, unfortunately, for many years down the lane, even in years when he or she becomes independent. He or she will not have the confidence to engage in activities which are necessary. Even in his or her own marriage, after marriage, he or she may face difficulties because of this issue. So we need to be very careful. We need to, as parents, we need to do a lot of studying. We need to take the advice of many counselors, read into what they're saying, and to prepare ourselves for becoming parents. Parenting is not something very easy. It's a difficult job. It's a very difficult job, and it cannot be done alone. You need the two parents to work together in harmony and in unison. So that is a very difficult thing to do. Unfortunately, the problems which we face in society today is because the family unit has not been developed properly. The family unit is the basic unit of society. And in the West, unfortunately, this basic unit has been completely destroyed to an extent.
Yeah.
With single mother families.
Deals all alone with a child.
Unfortunately, today, gays and lesbians and so many things. Unfortunately, but fortunately, the Islamic society is still intact. The basic unit is there. It has to be controlled and managed.
Yeah. So what we get over here is that your scolding just because you get annoyed is not correct, because this will have consequences in the life of a child, not just throughout his childhood, but also through his adolescence, and also when he gets married, in his married life as well, and in developing relationship with others.
And how he or she manages his or her children in the future.
Yeah, so how he even becomes a parent himself, it will affect everything, just your schooling. So parents, do control yourself. Professor, thank you so much for being with us. Dear listeners, we hope that these discussions are helping you. Give us your feedback on our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest.